Protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
This is Steven Pinker, and you are tuned in to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, pure pleasure technology, Tufts freeform and educational radio.
Leave your kids behind, come with us and find the pleasures of the journey to the center of the mind.
Hey, this is Scruffy Wallace, the Dropkick Murphys, and you're listening to WMFO Medford.
Seducing teen girls online is easy. A lot of them feel so lonely and misunderstood. I don't even need to lie about my age. They're just glad they're talking to someone.
Someone older I can trust. They're more mature than the guys at my school and understand me better than other
teen girls are very trusting. You just have to tell them they're beautiful and special, and you can wear down whatever suspicions they have.
Have an understanding of real love. It's not all about looks. They know that doesn't matter when you're totally in love.
Love is the final piece of the puzzle. They believe anything I tell them because
I don't see why you shouldn't meet someone you totally trust. I mean, if someone really cares about you, there's no danger in
meeting them. No matter how long it takes, is always the goal. Once I get them to meet me, well, that's when things get really interesting.
Online predators know what they're doing. Do you?
1 in 5 kids online is sexually solicited. Don't believe the type. Visit cybertipline.com to learn more. A message from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children and the Ad Council.
shut me out and close the door. When I took the dive to the dive, a friend in need you were. Are you ready? Just keep in steady. Your skies are red like war. They changed. Your skin is shed again. You never listened, and now you're missing a battle once fought, but never.
Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show. This is Shukri Wright, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And there is a new season that's dawning upon us. I'm actually pretty excited. I don't know about you. I don't know about you, but I am absolutely excited for the new upcoming season. And the thing that I'm most definitely looking forward to the most is waking up on a Sunday morning, talk NFL football. Heck, just to even tweet about it. I mean, that in itself is going to be a lot of fun. But before all of that, training camp. And that, to me, in my honest, humble opinion, is something that I truly, absolutely love to watch. I've been fortunate to have gone to NFL training camp practices, you know, watch all the live plays and the reps and the drills, that whether if it's the offensive linemen, defensive linemen, quarterbacks, the receivers, and so forth. I love it. I absolutely love it. Now, since this is the last show that is before the Patriots training camp begins next week, I thought that now would be the appropriate time to actually share my opening thoughts on the 2019 edition of the New England Patriots. And the thing that I can't help but think about is, from the last time that we saw the Patriots play, it was Super Bowl 53 this past February. And it truly was a defensive battle from kickoff all the way to the final whistle. And I can't help but think to myself, the defense that was featured in Super Bowl 53 was a good defense. No question. It was a good defense, but amazingly enough, and I don't mean amazingly enough though, this defense got better. This defense got better, especially in the front seven. And I genuinely cannot wait to see how it all plays out. You know? Especially, we talk about the linebacker position, the defensive end, and as well as even at the defensive tackle. I really am excited, in particular, as to how this will all come together, especially in 2019. And it looks like right now that Bill Belichick is going to take on the responsibilities of calling the defensive snaps. And I think it's going to be interesting because normally, and he's done this in years past, I mean, obviously he's had defensive coordinator, you know. And as of right now, he doesn't. He doesn't have that. So, which means that looks like he's got on Sundays right now, from what it seems like, it's going to be double duty. It's going to be double duty for Bill Belichick, calling the plays, making the decisions, and so forth. And see what happens. But one of the things that I am most interested in seeing is, especially on the defensive side of the ball, it's Jamie Collins. He's back for the first time since the 2016 season when he was traded to Cleveland in the midst of that season. How will he do? How much of an impact will he have at linebacker? Mind you, they already have three solid linebackers already that are starting in Dante Hightower, Kyle Van Noy, and even Landon Roberts. So you have three bona fide linebackers already who are right now, if the season started tomorrow, those will be your starting linebackers. But Jamie Collins is going to rotate in and out. But we'll see. as training camp progresses, how well he fits back in to the Bill Belichick system. And I have no doubt in my mind that he will. There's no question in my mind whatsoever. I really do believe, and I do think, that if he does his job, and I know it's, we're taking that phrase from the 2014 championship season and using it right now, but if he does his job in the Belichick system, I think he's going to have more of an impact than what people realize. He may just be better the second time around than he was the first time. And the first time, he was actually pretty good. Him and Chandler Jones in 2014, terrific. Absolutely terrific. And interestingly enough, and this is just only looking at the defense, I really think if you were to really assess carefully, and I do mean carefully, the offense, I can't help but wonder, how are the Patriots going to fill in the big shoes left behind by Rob Gronkowski? And that's one of the beautiful things about the New England Patriots, is that even when players leave, they always manage to fill in the shoes. And that, and this year, I think it's going to be no different. And I'm genuinely excited, very excited, and I'm very much looking forward to seeing how offensively they're going to come together, you know? I'm interested to see guys like Braxton Berrios. Is he going to crack the roster? Guys like Ben Watson, when he returns in week 5, how is he going to look? Tight end position, that's a big question mark right now. No one will ever be able to replace Gronkowski and the talent that he had and the numbers that he put up. It's not possible. There is no other Rob Gronkowski. But I honestly think, and I really do believe, that if this team can in fact find a way to get collective production out of whoever plays that position, because it's not going to just be one tight end. You're starting tight ends right now, Ben Watson, Matt LaCosse, and so forth. At least Matt LaCosse, there's a chance, and I say this lightly. Don't take me at my word, but I say this lightly. There's a chance that Matt LaCosse could be the starting tight end when the season gets underway. That I think the Patriots, like they've always done, utilize the strength of the players that they have and put them in positions where they can succeed. So I'm not worried about that at all. I'm more interested in, more than anything, is the wide receiver position. Is Demaryius Thomas going to thrive in this system? And I mentioned Braxton Berrios earlier, but I think he is a type of player who could be perfect for Bill Belichick and what he tries to do with this offense, especially depth-wise. Because right now, on a depth chart right now, as it currently stands, who's ahead of Berrios? Dontrell Inman. Pardon me. So there are a lot of question marks, but the excitement that I have for this team is this. Defensively, they are going to be absolutely better than what they were a year ago. I am putting this out on record right now. When I first did this show, 2 weeks ago, And I did my prediction for this team. I went week by week and predicted their wins and losses and so forth. And I ultimately said that this team was going to go 12-4 based on the record alone and win the division. I did that with two things in mind. The first one is the personnel that they have, and two, just looking at the division as a whole. Right now, there is very little to almost no reason to believe and think that the Patriots will absolutely not win the division. But I do exercise caution. The Jets, just by adding Le'Veon Bell, they did get better. So the running back position for the Jets, the running game, they got better. But the Patriots, they have a two-headed monster in Sony Michel, assuming that he comes back healthy and ready to go, and James White, ready to go as well. And don't forget, Rex Burkhead too, and Damian Harris, and those guys. So I really am intrigued as to how training camp and preseason will unfold, because we are literally days away. And I'm telling you, I cannot wait for the first practice for this team. And I can't wait to see how this will all unfold. By the way, first practice for the Patriots for training camp, July 25th. That is Thursday. This Thursday coming up. We're just merely, 5 days away? Yeah, 5 days away. That's it. So I genuinely believe that this team has a chance to repeat. But there are teams in the AFC that could potentially knock them off, like Kansas City, for example. But in the end, I really do believe that the Patriots, if they play that they are in the way that they are capable of playing, I believe that this team not only can go 12-4, but I really do believe that they can repeat as Super Bowl champions. And I'm being completely honest. Coming up next, I really am interested in hearing your thoughts on the 2019 New England Patriots. And I'm going to take calls. You can call in. Anybody can call in at 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. We're going to go on break now. You are listening to the Shukri Wright Show. This is Shukri Wright. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Tough Freeform Radio. And we will be back in a flash.
Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
Your daughter just got invited to the prom. Do you A, meet her date?
I need to see your past date report cards, your driver's license, a list of references, and this hair sample.
B, help her pick out a dress.
Don't you just love the long sleeves and turtleneck on this pantsuit?
Ugh.
C, attend the prom undercover.
Mom, what are you doing here?
I'm not mom, I'm Calvin, the new kid at school.
Or D, capture her big moment.
Let's take a photo of you two. I'm in the middle.
When it comes to parenting, there are no perfect answers. But that's okay, because you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Despite a decades-long drug war, billions of dollars spent, and millions of Americans locked up in prisons, drug use rates have remained relatively constant. Any economist will tell you that as long as there's demand, there will always be entrepreneurs with a supply ready to make a profit. When a drug dealer is busted, it's nothing more than a job opening for someone else to fill. This is Economics 101. Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy to help teach lawmakers this simple economics lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out more information about SSDP, if there's a chapter at your school, or how to start one. It's time to join the growing opposition to our country's failed war on drugs and start an open, honest, and rational discussion of alternative solutions to our nation's drug problems.
Hi, this is Mary Wilson of the Supremes. Hey, Boston! You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Hartford.
So won't you hurry? Come on, boy, see about me.
See about me.
See about you, baby.
See about me.
91.5 WMFO Medford.
Rock and roll music and why I preach against it. I believe that it is a contributing factor to our juvenile delinquency.
DJ Easy Ed's Variety Hour. 120 minutes of rockabilly, hillbilly, old country, 50s R&B, and vintage rock and roll.
I know what it does to you.
Friday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m. alternating with Steve Harnish and the Bingo Show. Only here on WMFO in Medford.
If you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, the first thing they'll say is the beat, the beat, the beat.
Want some now? Just search the web for DJ Easy Ed's Variety Hour to find the website, Blogspot, Facebook and MySpace pages, and Apple iTunes podcasts. Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 on your FM dial, and WMFO.org on the web.
It even vibrates like real.
So when you get to the corner of Smith and Orchard, you're going to want to take a
you
left.
You are not going to.
Then what you're going to do is turn onto Marcy Avenue.
Just broke up
and go past
and
the first three
she's
lights,
happy about
and then
it.
Take the next left.
I don't really
drive
think
five
she's
more
happy,
blocks,
but
and you should be
who
there.
Who am I to judge, right?
Park
anyway,
on the right.
That's
I'll
what
see
I heard
you later
last
tonight.
Night.
It's hard to concentrate on two things at once, like texting and driving. Stop the text. Stop the wrecks. How will you stop texting and driving? Tell us at stoptextstoprex.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hola, chao, que después me dan dos cocotazos por aquí porque cierro los teléfonos.
Did you think my universe revolved around you? Did you think that my little world would just crumble into?
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show. This is Shukri Wright, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford, Tusk Reform Radio. We got about 20 minutes or so left in this show. So, this last several minutes, I'm going to use the following. I'm going to use this time. So opening up to you, the fans, I want to make this fun. You know, I haven't done this as of yet. You can call into the show, by the way. 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. I want to open up to the fans and let's talk about anything and everything that's on the table. Patriot, training camp starts this week, pardon me, and Celtics, you know, Celtics offseason is well underway, Red Sox, your anger, frustrations with this team. I'm giving you the chance to vent it out right now. Seriously, like right now. I want to hear from you. I am telling you, call in. Do not be afraid. I'll talk to you. As long as there's no cursing, profanity, promoting of alcohol or drugs, I'll let you vent. I'll give you about a minute or two to vent, talk about your frustrating, what your frustration is with this team. But in the meanwhile, until someone calls or not, we're gonna continue to talk sports, and we can talk a little bit about the Patriots as well, but I also want to talk about a topic that I actually want to talk about, and I intended to talk about it earlier, but you know, sometimes in radio you get passionate and you tend to skid over some of the finer details of some of the things that you prepared for as I prepared for my show today. I actually want to talk about Brad Stevens for a moment, because Brad Stevens is a guy who, in my humble opinion, is a good coach. It's a good coach. There's no doubt in my mind about that. He's a good coach. But there was something that I realized that actually is a bit problematic with terms of Stevens. Nothing personal is in terms of him as a coach. So, Greater Boston, I got a question for all of you. Why hasn't Brad Stevens faced more fire or more heat as a head coach for what went on this past season? Why? I'm going to pose again the question. You can call into the show at 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. I want to pose this question again. Why did Brad Stevens not face more criticism for the job he did this past season as a coach? Here's my take on it. The issue that I have with ownership is that they did not step in when this whole Kyrie Irving situation was unfolding. They didn't step in the way that I felt that they should have. In particular, Danny Ainge. What he really should have done was put an end to the absolute drama that was going on, 100%. And the fact that he didn't really was a telltale sign. It really was, and it really is to this day. That you essentially allow it to go on as long as it did. Why didn't you step in? My question to Brad Stevens is this. Why did you struggle so mightily to handle an NBA superstar in Kyrie Irving the way that you did? Why? Why did you allow him almost single-handedly, and I use that strongly, almost single-handedly derail this past season? Why? What I want to know is, are you capable of being able to handle a superstar, a mercurial superstar who has all the talent in the world, but he is an absolute head case? Are you able to really handle that? Because the reality is this. If you are going to be a head coach in the NBA, you got to be able to handle the superstars. You have to. There's no question about it. And frankly, I'm sick and tired of this whole protective netting surrounding Brad Stevens. If you are such a great head coach, prove it. Prove it. You are a good head coach. I'm not questioning that. But what I am questioning is your ability to handle a superstar on your roster. And I'm not talking about Kemba Walker, because Kemba Walker, although he's a good player, but he's not a superstar. Not on the level that Kyrie is. Not even close. So with that being said, Stevens, I'm gonna put you to the fire right now. The issue that I have with you from this past season is not so much in terms of Kyrie, but I'm gonna look at the other areas. Look at, for example, Gordon Hayward. When he was coming back from that horrific ankle injury that he suffered in opening night of the 2017-18 season, and how that was received by his teammates, you handled it, I thought, as poorly as you possibly can, considering that you knew that, one, it was going to affect that it was going to affect the other guys, and two, when it did affect the other guys, you did absolutely nothing to rectify the matter and to pass things up. Not so much coddling. Let's get that straight. We're not talking about coddling players now. We're talking about being able to maintain and build on that locker room chemistry that was so lacking last season. You had a team with a bunch of individuals. You had a team that was all about themselves. That sure as heck did not play like a unit. And I can't help but honestly wonder, are you really built for this? I'm not even looking at the wins or loss record. That's not what this is about. What it's really about is if Danny Ainge were to go out and acquire a superstar, can you handle it? Can you handle him on your team? Can you handle the process if things were to go awry? Because this past season was your first big test and you failed. Not even a C-, failed. You failed. So what I take away from that is you can't handle a superstar. You don't know how to handle a fractured locker room. And dare I say, you may be a good head coach, but you're not an elite head coach. You're not an elite head coach. You're a good head coach, but elite? No. Not even. So one would think, well, Shukri, who would you look at in the league right now and say that, you know what, he's an elite head coach. All right. I'll put myself on the burner. I look at guys like an Eric Spoelstra. I look at guys like a Doc Rivers. I look at guys that not so much about winning an NBA championship, but guys that they want to play, that players want to play for. And it's not, and I'm not saying that players don't want to play for Brad Stevens, but these are men, these two men in particular, for example, and I'm just using these two for example, that have had multiple superstars. Doc Rivers, when he was in Boston, we remember the big three that we had with Kevin Garnett, Ray Allen, Paul Pierce, managed those Eagles very well. And as well as Eric Spoelstra, when you had the big three in Miami with Chris Bosh, Dwayne Wade, and LeBron James. So my question to Celtics fans and even NBA fans this morning, as you can call into the show, at 855-915-WMFO, that's 855-915-9636, is do you believe that Brad Stevens can handle a superstar if Danny Ainge were to go out and acquire one right now? Would he be able to handle it? Or does it boil down to, well, that was Kyrie, and Kyrie was just a head case, just like he was a head case in Cleveland? You tell me. We got about 10 minutes or so left in the program. We're going to step aside for a moment. When we return, it'll be time for the final thoughts for this show. This is Shukri Wright, and you are listening to the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
WMFO Medford.
This is Steven Pinker, and you are tuned in to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, pure pleasure technology, Tufts Freeform and Educational Radio.
Leave your cares behind, come with us and find the pleasures of the journey to the center of the mind.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese. And guess what? Egg rolls showed up. Like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
But you've been misbehaving. Turns out you're everything you say you're not.
Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show. This is Shukri Wright, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And to finish up the show, we have a few minutes left before 9 o'clock. And Mike's on Mic is coming up next after this. I definitely want to point out this as a final thought of the day. And we talked a lot about the Red Sox this morning, and One of the things that it's becoming increasingly apparent with this team, especially as we are now 11 days away from the trade deadline, is that if this team is ever going to figure it out and get out of their own way, they're absolutely are going to have to do this now, starting now. Taking 3 out of 4 against the Toronto Blue Jays was a big start. However, the fact of the matter is that losses like last night against Baltimore should not happen. It shouldn't be happening. When you have the superior roster and you have the superior pitching staff, losses like this shouldn't be taking place. And especially the drama that's now resurfacing again with David Price and Dennis Eckersley, that can't happen. If this team is going to really go on a serious run, they are going to have to get out of their own way, and David Price has got to stop acting like a man child. Grow a pair and resolve this once and for all. There's no reason why you should be responding to something that happened 2 years ago in the middle of a playoff race. This team needs you, and this team needs to be focused. Not be dealing with this extra stuff on the side. Not needed. Not needed at all. So if you're the Red Sox, these next 11 days are going to be absolutely huge. And if my memory serves me correctly, and I think I mentioned it last week as well, that this stretch against, because you right now you're in a stretch where you have what, 14 consecutive games against divisional rivals? You're in the midst of that stretch right now. And you, if you're going to make a move, you need to be winning games against bottom feeders like Toronto, like Baltimore. Your competitors right now is Tampa Bay and the New York Yankees. The fact of the matter is that, listen, if you're going to have any chance with the wild card, maybe the division, and I do mean maybe, you need your starters to be better and to be more consistent. Porcello will be on the mound tonight for the Red Sox when they face the Orioles a little bit after 7 o'clock. You need your horsemen to be your horsemen and grab control by the horns if you're going to turn this whole thing around. And lastly, no distractions. You're at a point of the season now. You've played 99 games. You have absolutely no room for error. Zero. Clean up the mental errors. Clean it up. Clean up the poor pitching performances. Because guess what? You're not going to be the only team that's going to be looking to make moves on July 31st. There are other teams right now that are going to be looking to get better themselves. Frankly, you're the hunted. And right now, you're just not good enough. You're not good enough. Your record says exactly that. And like I said earlier in this show, you are who you are. But on that note, I am going to wrap up the show. Thank you to everybody who tuned in today. And I'll be back next week, next Saturday, same time, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. right here on 91.5 WMFO, Medford. And early preview for what to look out for. I'm going to preview the July 31st trade deadline. I want to do a preview. So you're not going to want to miss that. Thank you for everyone tuning in. Mike's on Mike is coming up next. This is Shukri Writes, and you have been listening to the Shukri Writes Show on 91.5 FM WMFO Tulsa Freeform Radio.
91.5 WMFO Medford.
Yeah.